חבל.
With your permission. פרשת תזריע מצורע. הגמרא tells us, excuse me, מצורע חשוב כמת. צרעת means somebody discovers that he has a white spot. Very small thing, a dot. And he has to go to show to a coin, he's not allowed to cut it. And the coin knows. And the coin doesn't know, he has to show to a rabbi, the rabbi knows. And then the coin is going to say if this is really tzaraat or this is just a mark. In the case it is tzaraat, then you have to expel the guy from his house. He's going to be expelled from the Gemara says from the three camps. He cannot be in his house, he cannot be in the town. He has to be outside the city. He has to announce his tamei, nobody should come close to him. This is worse than somebody touched a dead person. Worse. Metzora. The Gemara comes with a statement that is considered a dead man. A person that touched a dead man is not pure. But Metzora says he can't be with him in the same roof. And he says, this is a dead man. He's not a dead man. What is a dead man? After 2 weeks, he goes to the coin, he shows the coin, he doesn't have the white spot, the coin says Tahor, becomes Tahor. So what do you mean? Well, he revived himself. What does it mean he's a dead man? He's not a dead man. He's alive. He has a sickness. It's called Tzaraat. So, he's going to be healed. He's going to do the Shuba. The white spot will disappear. So now what? Now he's alive. He was dead. He came back to life. What does that mean? And why is he considered dead? So what? So, he can be in his house. Okay, so. So he has to leave the town. And he has to leave behind the wall. The walls of the city. Okay, so if the city has no walls, so he stays. Maybe he has to move another house. So it's considered dead. What do you mean dead? What dead about? He goes back to business. Everything is okay. Everything is usual. So he can be around people. Okay, so then he can be around people. It's not called dead. Especially halacha. We like to think that tzaraat comes from lashon hara. That's again. You find this in the Torah, it's mainly by Miriam. By Miriam, it says, after Miriam got tzaraat in Parshat Baalotcha, then Aaron asked Moshe Rabbeinu, al natei chamet. This is the root of why the Metzora is called the dead man, because Aaron tells Moshe, please pray for our sister, she should not be like a dead person. So sounds, the Gemara says, sounds that somebody has tzaraat is considered dead. So we find that in the Torah, when somebody speaks Lashon Hara, whatever, even though Miriam really did not speak Lashon Hara, says the Rambam. Comes the Gemara in Masechet Terachin, it says, for 7 reasons a person can get it. Gemara says, for example, somebody does Avodah Zarah, he can get it. Somebody steals Gezel. Somebody steals something, a raisin. He goes to the supermarket, he takes the raisin without permission. Put it in his mouth, he can get tzaraat. For being pride, says the Gemara, he gets tzaraat. For gilui arayot, he gets tzaraat. For killing somebody, he gets tzaraat. For 7 reasons, says the Gemara. Only one of them is lashon hara. One of them is lashon hara. So what's the idea behind it? Why a person gets tzaraat if he steals? Why? What happened? The Gemara has proofs for a certain things. After all, we're going to read this Shabbat. Is about 4 people had tzaraat, and they dwelled outside the city. The Gemara said those 4 are Gehazi, Elisha's assistant, and his 3 children. They got tzaraat. Why they got tzaraat? The way it says in the text, so this is really the after parashat Tazria. It says the chief of staff of Aram, Mashmo, Syria, they had a Jewish maid in the house, and this guy's name was Naaman Gatzarat, and this Jewish maid, they kidnapped a lot of Jews those days. And she told her master's husband, her master's wife, that Elisha is a big Navi, and he can heal the master. He can heal the master. If this Naaman, the chief of staff of Aram, even though they attacked Israel all the time, they kidnapped, they killed so many Jews, I said, you should go to Israel. And Israel, I'm so afraid of them very much, the Syrians. And he's going over to Elisha, the Navi, and he can heal him. So Naaman goes over there, and he goes to Elisha. And Elisha tells him, listen, go dip yourself in the Jordan River. He's laughing, he's making a joke. He says, what kind of nonsense is this? I have better rivers in Syria. Anyway, the people that came along with him convinced him, said, listen, the Navi, the prophet told you to do it. God wants you to do it. Go do it. He went and did it. He went and did it, and he was healed. He was healed. So he came to Elisha, asked him for forgiveness. He made jokes. This now he wants to give him presents, some suits, and other things he brought from Syria, from Aram. And he said, I don't need nothing from you. So he leaves. Gehazi, Elisha's assistant, runs after him. He tells him, just few boys came now from the yeshiva. And they're very poor. And maybe you give me the suits and all the other presents I want to give the boys. So Naaman said, really, really? He suspects him that he lies. He says, you swear to me. I swear to me. And Gehazi swore to him. He said, okay, here it is. He gave it to him. Gehazi goes back to Elisha. Elisha, Baruch HaKodesh, Elisha's Navi, he knows. He says, where were you, Gehazi? What did you do? He says, you went over there? You took the things? He says, the tzaraat, those white spots that this guy had before he went down and dipped himself in the river, then we're going to be transferred to you and your children. A curse like this, what has to do with, because Naaman had tzaraat, has to be transferred now. Why were you cursing him like this? What is it? So what did he do? So, big deal, so. He swore, he bought, he took it, so what? This is your assistant. I says, you're going to be expelled from your community. You and your children. And this read the Haftarah, we're going to read Shabbat, is to tell us, listen, the tzaraat, you think we take for granted, is Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara says, it's not just Lashon Hara. Let's think about also Shavuot Shav. And his Gehazi swore for nothing. He swore for a lie. And this Haftarah, we're going to read that three children, and Gehazi had tzaraat, and they were outside the city of Shomron, was a famine. And then we're going to read all the story, after I'm going to read the story. But the main thing is to tell us that tzaraat is not just Lashon Hara. What is really behind it? And what's wrong with this? So he swore for nothing. So come to Gemara and tells us the following. Gemara tells us, Haaretz al ma'o medit. Somebody's going to ask you, what is earth standing on? This is the Gemara, Masat Chagiga ala amudim. On the pillars. What pillars? I mean, say pillars might be what we called the seven shepherds that we had, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Those are the pillars. What it means, it says the Gemara, that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, he meant to be here. And because of certain things that people did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went upstairs. Says the Gemara, Adam Rishon ate from the tree, Hashem went up one flight. Cain killed Hevel, another flight. Then Dora Noah started Avodah Zarah, another flight. Then Dora Mabul, the flood, another flight. Then Dora Flaga, they built the tower, another flight. Then Dora Sdom, another one. Then the Egyptians' behavior, another one. Then the Gemara says, came Abraham Avinu, so called, brought the Kadosh Baruch Hu down one flight. Then Yitzchak one flight, then Yaakov one flight. And then in the version they say Moshe Malfatia, then Aaron, and then Yosef David. And this is the Tamidash, it means Akadosh Baruch Hu came down so called permanently until the destruction. So those are the pillars the world stands on. The world stands on Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and Yosef David. This is one of the kavanot a person should have in his lifetime, Chachamim say. The accomplishment a person has to have the pillars underneath him. His success is the pillars. The Gemara says a person over time has to rely on the pillars. It's not Yuzuchu, the Gemara said, you can't say, okay, give it to me because I'm okay. You know, so you have to always, the Gemara says, to say, to Levedat Achrim, he says, it's not my Zuchu, it's not my merit. It's because of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Yosef David. Then comes the Gemara and explain to us. Gemara says, when Hashem created mankind, and while Adam Rishon was on the floor, the angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this the product that you have in mind that we should say the Baruch Hashem Elokei Israel min olam v'ad olam? This is the Elokei Israel, this is the guy. So Gemara says that Hashem told the angels, no, this is not. This guy is a thief. Says the Gemara, look, you read the Torah, you think Hashem told Adam HaRishon, don't eat from the tree, it means don't eat from the tree. Hashem never told him this. Hashem never told him don't eat from the tree. Hashem told him don't steal from the tree. The sin was not eating from the tree. People who told the angels, Ze Ganav, is a thief. So the first sin, so called, that was done in this world was theft. And that's what the Gemara says, Kupash El Avonot, Gezel Mekatrek Berosh. Hashem destroyed the world in the time of Noah, says the Gemara, because of theft. They did a lot of bad things. The Gemara says, but the head of all the Avonot is theft. He says, what is it? Because that's called Rishon La'Avonot. This is the first thing. Before he ate, he already stole it. Before he put it in his mouth, he said, what do you have in your mouth? He stole. He stole. Hashem said, that's the problem. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, on purpose, did not start the world with Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, if Hashem Avraham Avinu would fall into the trap because of the snake, who is going to correct Avraham Avinu? Mi yitakel acharav? Say Chachamim, look, Avraham Avinu was able, so called, to fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. How did he fix it? So Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, was a world war. And then Avraham Avinu was able to rescue the people and bring back the fortune. And the Torah tells you in the text, Avraham Avinu met the king of Sodom, and the king of Sodom told him, keep the fortune, just give me my people. The Torah says, Avraham Avinu swore, I'm not taking nothing, I don't need nothing. He says, Biladai, this is one thing I have to ask you, so called for forgiveness, Biladai, Asher Yachlu HaNe'arim, Gezer HaNe'echal, says the Gemara, I says, Avraham Avinu's people, Aner Eshkol Mamre, that he brought along with him, together with Eliezer, they ate some of the food. That food really belonged to the people of Sodom V'Amorah, but they rescued. The people saw, they ate the food. So Avraham said, okay, that's the only one. The only thing I have to know, I'm very careful. Avraham Avinu was very careful about theft. The Gemara said, Asot Zdaka U'Mishpat. The Gemara said, Avraham Avinu was very careful not to take anything. By this, Chachamim say, he fixed the sin of Adam HaRishon. Chachamim said, look, it means the world stands on pillars. The job on that we have to do is to keep the pillar standing. If we do something that thing breaks the pillar, this is a death penalty. What did you do? You stole. Gemara says, Kinefe Shukhovel. So somebody steals, so called he steals a neshama of a person. Chachamim say, look, Hashem invented something. It's called Tzara'at. So you have a white spot, or a white spot. That's why there's a warning. It's a warning. It's not a sickness. It's a warning. It says, give back the theft. Give back the thing you stole. It says, now that thing that you got, this warning, and you could be expelled from your house, from the community, it is like considered like a death penalty, and you got the penalty already. So Hashem, with his mercy, so-called change the death penalty for that particular sickness, for you to do teshuva, so-called that the pillar should be fixed again. The Chachamim say, this is what the Gemara says, is the first thing a person can get tzaraat for theft. And you cannot chas shalom cut it. Torah says don't cut it. If you cut it, what's it going to be? He's going to lose Olam Haba. That's the problem. So you have to worry about Olam Haba. So the Gemara says, if he gets the punishment here, you have Olam Haba. You're not going to get punishment here, you're not going to have Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, gave us the tzaraat. The second thing the Gemara says, Cain killed Hevel. Cain killed Hevel. He so-called invented murdering. Not murder. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, when Cain killed Hevel, Kadosh Baruch Hu went up another flight. Sechachamim, Yitzchak Avinu fixed it by offering his neck, the Gemara says, to Avraham Avinu to be slaughtered. It says that you're giving your life to Hashem, you fixed the thing. Hamim say, look, but if somebody has no murders today, so-called the original sin of Cain that killed Hevel comes back. It means, again, the pillar means Hashem is not here. So he destroys the merit of Yitzchak that rebuilt the pillar that was destroyed by Cain. Therefore, the Gemara says the same concept, that the person gets a white spot and says, what did you do? You murder somebody. Listen, better have over here the punishment. It's considered a death penalty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the death penalty into a tzaraat, and now you can have a Ramadan. The third one is, Hei Chachamim, say, Yaakov Avinu. I says, what did Yaakov do? So the Zohar says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, should I start from the beginning now? What did I do now? Did you understand him?
He's on the tape later.
He waited for you. The Zohar says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a hole in earth and covered it with a little clay, small clay. On the clay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote his name. Zohar says it. And Zohar says, when Hashem said the third command, Lo tisa Hashem, Hashem Elokecha l'shav, don't swear in Hashem's name for a lie, for nothing. Hashem wrote his name on that clay. And that clay is on that hole. Says the Zohar, when somebody, Chas v'Shalom, swears for a lie, what he does, he erases Hashem's name from the clay, and the clay wants to pop up. And then, it's going to be a tsunami. Hashem, at that moment, says the Zohar, sends an angel, and the angel dives in, says the Zohar, and rewrite on the clay. Actually, this is the clay the Gemara says David HaMelech picked up. Gemara says David HaMelech was digging, drilling for the foundation of the Tamikdash. The Gemara says he arrived to a clay, and the clay spoke to him. The clay said, don't touch me. David did not listen. He wanted to see what's going on underneath. He picked up the clay, and the Gemara says, by the Mishtef Alma, the Gemara says the water started to gush up, and David had to run to Betakneset, Betamidrash, to ask the Chachamim what to do. The whole Yerushalayim was flooded. And Achitofel told him, you have to write Hashem's name. What's name? What's the name? That's the name the Zohar says. The Gemara doesn't say that. But if you know the Zohar, that's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, when Hashem created this world, he wrote his name on this clay. And this clay, that covered so-called the water. And when that guy that swears for nothing, that's what he does. He's going to destroy the world. It's Hashem with his mercy has to send an angel. So the Zohar says, in other places, the Zohar says that the Haftarah we're going to read about Gehazi. I says, what happened? I says, Gehazi went and ran after Naaman and told him, some boys just came from Yeshiva, they need some suits. So Naaman, the chief of staff of See, Avraham told him, swear to me, because it looks suspicious. So Elisha, when Gehazi came back, told him, "Ha ha, you swore for nothing. You swore for nothing, you also destroy me. You won't destroy me." I says, because almost, the clay popped up, and then the world will be destroyed because of you. Says the Gemara, that's why he got Tzara'at. Zohar says, Elisha tells Gehazi, "You can have Tzara'at." He says, "You know why I'm cursing you?" He tells it to him. Says, Zohar says he told him this. It's not in the text in the Tanakh, but it's in the Zohar. The Zohar says he told him, "Listen, because you were my assistant, and you helped me all the time, even though you didn't behave 100% sometimes, but because you served me, I have a karat hatov for you, I want you to have Olam Haba. So therefore, I'll give you Tzara'at now, it's considered death penalty, you'll be dead, and at least you have Olam Haba." Says the Gemara, look, the third reason for somebody to have the white spot is because somebody swears for a lie. He swears for a lie. If somebody swears for a lie, so what did he do? He says, this is the pillar of Emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp is Emet. They say, this is the name that Hashem, sometimes we say the name that was written on the clay is Eke Asher Eke. See, one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey. The miracle value is 21. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what name I should tell Am Israel that I met? Hashem told him, say to them, Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey, Asher, Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey. I said, what does it mean? So, Arizal Zohar says, multiply 21 by 21. Because Eheke, Aleph, Hey, Yud, and Hey is 21 numerical value. If you multiply 21, 21 is, how much is it?
441.
It's Emet. Emet is 441. I say that's the name of Hashem on the clay. The Gemara says, when Hashem said the third command, don't swear for nothing, the world shook. So why the world shook? Because of that clay. Because of that Hashem's name on that thing. That's called Emet. You can't say a lie with your mouth. Hafetz Chaim says, most of us lies. All of us exaggerate. He says, most of us lies. What is it? Because this is the tikkun. Emet li Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels in Shamayim, when he created Adam HaRishon, and they said, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the product? This is the real product? He says, no, it's not him. It's going to be, he's asking me, Avraham? I says, no. Yitzchak? He says, no. He says, Yaakov. Yaakov is called Bechir Avot because he's Emet. It's an Emet to Yaakov. Why? Because the stamp of Hashem is Emet. So what does it mean Hashem's stamp is Emet? What does it mean Emet? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaharei Teshuva says a person has to be more afraid to say a lie than any other thing. Because when you say a lie, you destroy the stamp of Hashem. I say the stamp of Hashem, that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Eke Asher Eke. Because you have to be very careful not to exaggerate and not Hashem to say a lie. To swear for a lie, you put the world in danger because that clay can pop up. Says the Zohar, that's what the whole Haftarah we're going to read on this parasha is to tell you it's true, Lashon Hara, it's true, but the main pillar is Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov is Emet. Emet is 441. 21 times 21. It says that's the name that was written on the clay. That is what saves the world from all the bad things. So that's the Zohar said, Elisha told Gehazi, I have mercy on you. Then you get the spot because it means you consider dead here, you can never Olam Haba. But he tells him something else. He tells him the white spot, this guy, the boy, the chief of staff of Aram had, is going to be transferred to you. So what do you mean? What does that mean? What do you mean has to be transferred? So the Gemara says, also you can get a white spot for another reason. Reason number four is for pride. Pride. Says the Gemara, says the Navi in the text in Sefer Melachim, was one of the kings, his name was Uzziah. He was very big. One day he decided he wants to be Kohen. He wants to be Kohen Gadol, Kohen. So he walked to Beit HaMikdash in the text in Sefer Melachim. and the Kohanim stood as a wall, did not let him pass. He said, let me go. I said, where are you going? He said, I want to be a Kohen. He said, you can't be a Kohen. You're a grandson of David HaMelech. While they're arguing, all of a sudden the Kohanim started to scream, look, he got a white spot on his forehead. Get him out of the Beit HaMikdash. The man is coming. They grabbed him out. He never did teshuva for this. For the rest of his life, he was locked up outside. And also when he died, they didn't bury him next to all the other kings. A special cemetery for these people. They have tzara, they don't do teshuva. And his son, Yotam ben Uzziahu, he became the king. The Gemara said he was down to earth, Yotam ben Uzziahu. Humble. The Gemara says, look, the guy got tzara'at because he wanted to be Kohen Gadol. He says, this is not a shonara, this is nothing. What is this? Pride. For pride you have it. He said, what's the problem with the pride? The Gemara says, Doha Mabul, actually, the root of that Doha Mabul was pride. The Gemara said, Noah told them that it's going to be flood. They said, wow. Noah said, it's going to come from the floor. It's going to come. They said, there were giants. They said, we're going to put our feet on the floor, our foot on the floor. We're going to block everything. We're going to hold the sky. We're afraid of nobody. So pride, you destroy a pillar of this world. Moshe Rabbeinu, with his humbleness, corrected it. As it says over there in Parashat Bereshit, in the Parashah, before the Mabul, it says Beshagam or Basar. The Gemara says Beshagam is if you change the letters, it becomes Moshe. So what Moshe has to do? It is a Noach. And Noach, Amitav ben Uzziel said Hashem loved Noach because he was humble. What humble has to do with the Dora Mabul? Gemara says one of the reasons, the main reason that drove the whole thing is pride. Somebody is humble does not behave that way. This is the pillar of Moshe Rabbeinu is humbleness. That's what the Torah describes Moshe Rabbeinu as very humble. So Zohar says Moshe Noach is the same neshama. It says a person that has pride and acts like this, if he acts like this, what it means, he breaks the pillar of humbleness. It means the Mabul can come back. Therefore, the Gemara says he gets tarat, he gets this white spot, it's considered dead, it's going to have Olam Haba. But the pillar is going to be built. Says the Gemara, the next one, he gets tzaraat. The Gemara says, for tzarut ayin. Somebody does not want to share anything with anybody. He says, this was dor aflaga. Think dor aflaga. No, those dom. Says, who fixed that pillar? I want a Kohen. Have Shalom, Odev Shalom, always care for other people to fix that thing. As the Gemara says, for Tzarut Hain, not if somebody doesn't want to share, you're going to get Tzarat. How do you say it's Tzarat Batim? It's going to be on the houses, maybe. Let's ask Gilui Arayot. As Gilui Arayot, the Gemara says, this is in Egypt. About Haaretz, Yosef HaTzadik fixed it. The pillar of Yosef fixed it. Says the Gemara, if somebody does Gilui Arayot, it's going to get a white spot. He says, what? Again, when you break the pillar of Yosef, you really deserve death. But Hashem, with His mercy, will give you a spot in order for you to have Olam Haba. You do Teshuva, you consider alive. And the last one, the Gemara says, it's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. It says, Lashon Hara, Chachamim say, it's not just the Lashon Hara, it's accepting Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, Navi says, David HaMelech ran away from his son Avshalom. Rasha, Tosfot said, nobody should name his son Avshalom. Rasha Merusha. All the Avshalom that I know in my life have a hard time. Tosfot said, you're not allowed to name your son Avshalom. Maybe Avishalom, Tosfot said, not Avshalom. So David HaMelech ran away, and a lot of people joined Avshalom. So at the end, Avshalom was killed, and there was a guy, his name was Tziva. Tziva was a slave to Shaul's son. And he came to David after the whole thing was over. And he told David, you know, I was always with you by my master. Shaul's son was not with you. And Shaul's son came over to David. David asked him, where were you? How come you didn't join me? He said, no, sir. He said he became a Democrat. He was against David HaMelech. Wants to have pleasure in the life. Democrats. So David HaMelech asked him, where were you? He said, well, I couldn't come. I didn't feel good. Something happened. And then look at me. So Tziva, the slave over there, says, well, no, he was against you. He joined Avshalom. Master David accepted the Lashon Hara and said to Tziva in the text in the Nava, in the Navi, he says to Shaul's son, he told him, listen, the fortune that you have, that I gave you, you should split it with Tziva. So called, David HaMelech accepted that Tziva, the slave, was together with David while David was running away. And Shaul's son, so called, David believed he joined Avshalom against him. And therefore he decided, so called, all the fortune, David as a king, said the fortune that you have, Shaul's son, you have to divide it with your slave. Master says, aha. So, David split it. The Master says, at that moment, Hashem said in Shamayim, the kingdom of David is going to be split. At the time of Shlomo, at the time of Rehoboam, Shlomo's son Rehoboam became a king. And Am Yisrael came over to him and said, listen, there are too many taxes. Your father put so much taxes. Can you reduce the taxes? And then Rehoboam said, let me think about it. Let me discuss it with my advisors. And he came back and said, I'm going to give you, put on you more taxes. At that moment, 10 tribes disconnected themselves from the kingdom of David. And since then, they had all these machloket and all these wars, hundreds of thousands of Jews were killed for no reason between the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. For nothing. In the seven Melachim. He said, why? Who caused it? David says, the Gemara, you accept the Lashon Hara. This is the pillar of David of Lashon Hara. Chachamim said, look, that's what Hashem gave us. The mitzvah, Negat Tzaraat, to learn the halachot of Tzaraat. It says, in our time, Chachamim say, it's not Tzaraat because it's not Betamidash, you cannot being a sacrifice, because otherwise you stay tameh for all the rest of your life. That says Hashem gave us the mitzvah to learn. It's a special mitzvah to learn all the halachot about tzaraat. This is considered like a person, if chas v'shalom, he did all those things that can cause the tzaraat. If he didn't get it, he didn't get it. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he didn't get it. Hashem Lashon didn't get it. He said, listen, k'vakach to David, it means he might not Hashem ever olam haba. The Tzara'at was a present from Hashem. It was not, of course it's a punishment, but the Gemara is considered dead. Means in dead, it means Hashem took the death penalty, put on a person, and it's and Baruch Hashem is alive, but it's considered dead in order for him to remember. Rahamim said, this is really the number 7 pillars, this is Sfirat HaOmer. And Sfirat HaOmer, every week, that's what we have to correct. It's not to be like Avraham and Abraham. But the first week, Avraham Avinu, it means we have to make sure not to steal anything. The second week is not to murder anybody, and not to embarrass anybody. Now in the third week is Yaakov Avinu, is Emet. It's Emet. And the next week is Moshe, is humbleness. The following week is Aaron HaKohen, not Sarai. The next week, the other week is Saul, is Yosef HaTzadik. The last one is David HaMelech. This really is the Lashon Hara. And that, the Gemara says, Hashem decided to give us the Torah. After 7 weeks we came out of Egypt, in order for us to fix ourselves, that we should have the 7 pillars. And the Gemara says, Am Yisrael had Tzara'at when they came out of Egypt. Had Tzara'at. Immediately after we did the golden calf, the Mishkan was open, Hashem said again, again people start to get Tzara'at because we did the golden calf, everything tumbled down again. But our job is to hold down to the pillars. And that's what the Aryeh Tzemet Al-Amudim, the Gemara says. The world stands on those pillars. So Hashem gave us this mitzvah of Tazria Metzorah as a preparation for Evolam Abba. Preparation, says the Zohar, before Shavuot. Says the Zohar, B'Shavuot, Atidin Mepak Migaluta. Zohar says, B'Shavuot, expect to come out of exile. Likewise, the first night of Pesach. He says, what is this? Because in 7 weeks, we're going to fix the pillars. I fix the pillars, so we're ready to come back to the original state before Adam HaRishon, so-called, stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that building of the pillars is going to go all the way back to creation. Zohar says, if that's the case, Adim HaPet Megaluta, you come out of exile. So that's the Chachamim say, it's not Sfirat Omer, Yom Echad Omer, what do you care? Hashem knows what it is. No, it says for yourself. Today is the first day to the Omer, so today I have to work very hard and to be honest. It says your hands have to be, or it says has to be clean, completely, chashalom, to have any stolen thing in your possession. And if you did, you have to do teshuva, you have to return it. It says, this is why you count. You don't count. Hashem knows how many days in the Omer today. 14. But Hashem knows all these numbers. It says, it's for you. For you to count. It says, this week I have to work on Emet. Next week I have to work on humbleness. It says every day. It says, I count. It's already so many days past. I hope I did the job. So what you have in mind, the pillars. In my opinion, Mr. Kambab may know me.